Hi, good afternoon, sir. My name is Lieutenant Agnes Lean.
Hi, this is Jeff Myers from the Press Republican.
Hi, Mr.
Now, I have your spelling here, L-I-E-M.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
My first name is Agnes.
Okay. Okay. Can you start and give me a little bit of background? Are you from the Plattsburgh area?
Yes, sir. My family and I moved to Plattsburgh in 1988, and I grew up there, went to high school there. I left for college to Cornell University, and I graduated in 2001. Then I went to nursing school and became a pediatric nurse practitioner from Columbia University in 2010.
Nursing school at Columbia?
Yes, sir. And then in 2010, I went back home and worked in private practice as a pediatric nurse practitioner with the Plattsburgh Primary Care Pediatrics with Dr.
Private
Patton
practice in 2010?
Yes, sir.
No, what was the practice again?
Primary Care Pediatrics.
Okay.
Margaret Street with Dr. Patton.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I was there for almost 2 years before I signed an active duty commission with the United States Air Force.
What was it you signed? I'm sorry.
Oh, I signed an active duty commission. I accepted an active duty position with the United States Air Force.
Okay.
In September 2011.
Okay.
My position is as a pediatric nurse practitioner. My current assignment is at Joint Base McGuire, Dix, and Lakehurst.
Joint Base
McGuire? Yes. Dix and Lakehurst.
Nix and?
Lakehurst. L-A-K-E-H-U-R-S-T.
Three of them at one time.
Yes, sir. It's a joint base Air Force, Army, and Navy facility in New Jersey.
Okay, I was picturing you going all over the place.
Actually, this is the only joint base or tri-service joint base facility in the United States.
Wow. So you serve all three branches then? You don't just...
Yes, sir. With our, I'm primarily an active... Air Force officer, but at the clinic, we do Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, as well as the Coast Guard.
Okay. Now, so you came here in 1988, Plattsburgh High School? Pardon?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
Plattsburgh High School?
Yes, I graduated in 1997 from PHS.
Now, my son Matt graduated in 96.
I know
Matt
him.
Myers, you know him?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. When did you decide to go into nursing?
I was a New York City paramedic for several years.
You were
in Manhattan, New York. I was a New York City paramedic before I went into nursing school in 2007, and I graduated from Columbia University with my master's in nursing in 2010. And
now, how did you get into paramedic work?
I after Cornell University, I was interested in healthcare, and being in EMS, emergency medical system, and services was a great choice. And I saw things that nobody else saw, and I was able to be the primary responder to patients in need in the pre-hospital setting, car accidents. And I started at Champlain CVPH initially in 2003, and then I went to paramedic school and continued on in New York City afterwards. It was just a phenomenal experience, and I still carry those experiences with me today, even as a primary care provider.
I can imagine, yeah. Okay. Now, what did you graduate from Cornell with?
I graduated in 1997 with a degree in neurobiology. Oh, I'm sorry, in 2002, I'm sorry.
Neurobiology. So you've always had the interest in sciences, that kind of thing.
I did, yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you were doing the paramedic work.
Yes,
and
I was.
And you decided yes. that, what was it that you wanted to go into nursing? Why?
It was actually my mom. she's a faculty of nursing at SUNY Plattsburgh. And she suggested to me that I look into being a nurse and a nurse practitioner. And initially, I had no idea what a nurse practitioner did, but I'm so happy I'm in now. It's so fun, and you get to help with the kids and the families, especially in the military. You get to serve the dependents of the active duty military personnel. In my case, children younger than 13 in the primary care setting on base. So I attribute this to my mom.
Now, what's her name?
Anna, A-N-N-A.
Anna?
Yes, Liem, L-I-E-M.
Okay, cool. Well, that's so interesting. Now tell me a little bit about your job as the nurse practitioner, as a lieutenant and a nurse practitioner.
Yes, sir. So I have 2,500 patients impaneled to me, and those primarily are dependents of active duty military personnel at McGuire Air Force Base. And it is a primary care setting, so we do urgent visits, physicals. We refer out to specialty specialists if they require so. We order lab testing, blood work, educational counseling for nutrition, health, and illnesses. And I work with three other pediatricians right now on base, Dr. Farber, Dr. Andrews, and Dr. Shoemaker. And they're also active duty officers at Joint Base McGuire. And so we are in the pediatric clinic. In the clinic, we also have primary care, family health. We also have women's health, as well as other services like mental health, optometry, physical therapy. So I'm part of the hospital on base.
Okay. Okay. So you go to the clinic on a regular
yes.
schedule?
Yes, I do. Monday through Friday, I start seeing patients at 7:30 in the morning, and my last patients usually at 4:30. However, sometimes I stay as late as 10 o'clock at night just to finish my notes and contact parents with blood work and results and X-rays.
Okay.
But we have a great staff there at the pediatric clinic. We have a great flight commander. We had an amazing pediatric nurse, as well as technicians who are active duty military airmen who are assigned to each of the providers. So each of the doctors have two technicians, and we have two nurses who help us with the day-to-day activities.
Okay. Now, do you have an opportunity to compare providing pediatric care in the military as opposed to, the setting here in Plattsburgh?
Yes, sir. That's actually one of the, that's a great question. Having done both private care, private practice, as well as active duty military, in my case, providing care for the kids are the same. Kids are sick, they have the same diseases, It's the same, and one is not better than the other. There are, of course, pros and cons in each, but what I'm doing is relatively the same, whether in the military or active duty. I do get a position and opportunities to get overseas assignment and deployed to combat areas, although I have not been done so since it's only my first year. We don't get deployed in private practice, but and there are also opportunities to do humanitarian efforts as well in the United States as well as overseas.
Through the military or through the private?
Actually, through the military. Yes, sir.
Okay. And you haven't done any of that right yet?
Not yet.
How long have you been there at?
I've been at McGuire since September 22nd of 2011.
Okay.
So it'll be a year this September.
Okay. Now, how long do you have an active a time frame for your active duty?
Yes, sir. My commitment is 4 years. And
okay.
During this time, we have opportunities to advance our degrees. Most of us who are in the nurse practitioner program plan on getting our doctorate through the Air Force. And since it is a required degree for all nurse practitioners to have their doctorate degree by 2015.
Okay. So you'll be doing that while you're enlisted then?
Yes, I'll probably do that towards the end of my commitment when I'll start the program.
Okay. Now, is it too early for you to tell whether you want to continue on in the military as a career, or you're looking back toward private practice?
Yeah, that's actually also a good question. Right now, I'm taking this day by day, and I have not decided whether or not I would continue my service in the military. But so far, I'm definitely enjoying what I do and respect the patients that I do, as well as the family members that I serve. So right now, I'm just taking it day by day.
Okay. And I'm sure you know that, especially in rural areas like where you grew up and all,
yes.
Certainly shortages in healthcare providers. Is
mm-hmm.
is that something you think about as well, that you, someday possibly coming home to practice?
Absolutely, and that's one of the primary reasons why I went back to Plattsburgh after nurse practitioner school, was to serve my community, serve where I grew up, be closer to my family. My parents still reside up there. And some of my friends that I went to high school with still live in the area, in Plattsburgh, Meekmanstown, Champlain, as well as Vermont. So it's nice. I've even taken care of my fellow classmates' children, in private practice. And it is primary care, so there is a shortage of primary care providers, or the, physicians, nurse practitioners, or physician's assistants. There is definitely a shortage of that. And I have, that's definitely something that I'm thinking about perhaps in the future once I complete my terminal degree.
Okay. And there's also the other need. Is an education. Is that a potential as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I actually have...
You got your mom rooting for you there.
Teaching. That's right. Potentially teaching nursing or something in academics later on, once I have a few, years under my belt in
right.
Full-time clinic experience.
Okay. Can you tell me... a little bit about what is it about all of the science and medicine and so on that drew you into it and has kept you
mm-hmm.
there?
I've always wanted to, I've always been interested in medicine and healthcare, primarily sciences as well. My brother is an active duty Army officer, and he's currently doing his fourth year in medical school in Washington, D.C. My little sister, Annette Lean, she'll start medical school next year. She's been accepted, early acceptance at SUNY Upstate. And, of course, my mom is a nursing faculty. So you know, medicine and healthcare has always been, I grew up with it, and it's always something that I found fascinating, I found interesting. Of course, studying neurobiology in college, it just made me more want to do medicine and healthcare. I enjoy the clinical aspect, that you're interacting with patients, that I'm interacting especially with in pediatrics, in primary care, is not only do you have to take care of the children, but you also have to take care of the parents and their families as well. So it is a lot of teaching, a lot of education, a lot of reassurance, and I think that's what I find rewarding in what I do, is that, yes, you do take care of the children, but also there's family involvement as well. And one of the best advice that I've ever had in my career was that somebody told me that you always have to do the best you can to take care of kids, because, you know, families get divorced over the illness or the death of a child, and, right. and parents get divorced over the illness or death of a child. So not only it's not just the patient, it's the whole family that's involved with taking care of the child. So, and I've always kept that with me throughout my career, even in pre-hospital setting. And I've always found that fascinating. And you can't go wrong when you think about that, when you see your patients, you know, every day. And that's probably why that I got involved with pediatrics and infancy and children, is because of that, the family aspect. But also, it's different. There are different age groups for kids. You know, the newborn is different than infants, and different than school age kids and adolescents. Yes, they're all children and they're all kids, but they have each of them have a total different approach to how you, you know, provide care to the individual children. So that drew me in, and that's kept me fascinated with primary care.
Great. Now, you mentioned your brother and sister. What's your brother's name? You said your sister.
Yes. My brother's name is Andre Liem, A-N-D-R-E-L-I-E-M.
Okay. And you said your mom and dad still live here?
Yes, if they do.
What's your father's name?
Anthony Liem, same last name.
Okay.
So we all have A's in our name.
I see that. It's interesting. Okay. Do you know? Do you have a photograph that they're using to send to media at all? Or
They have taken my photograph, sir. I just don't have it right now. But I can.
Well, I can email. I'll email.
I'll have the public relations people.
Right.
Email you the
yeah,
can.
That'd be perfect.
Is there a good email for you, sir?
J Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S.
Yes.
At pressrepublican.com.
Great.
Well, gee, I appreciate it. You're having Air Force Days, is it called?
Yes.
Today.
Air Force Week in New York City.
Air Force Week, that you had to squeeze it into like a 3-day set.
Yeah.
They should call it Air Force Third of a Week. Okay, well, gee, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Mr. Myers. I appreciate your time.
Sure, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.